Good morning, everyone. How you guys doing? Good, good. So I am super excited to talk to you today. A little bit of what's happening is, I'd prepared a completely separate sermon to give to you, just being transparent, and God has been working something in my heart over the last couple of days. And last night at about 7 p.m., I felt like God was saying to me, this is a message that I have for this church now. Don't hold on anymore. And so I took my notes and I threw them aside and I got my phone out and I quickly started typing down some things that God had been putting on my heart since Friday. And so I'm so excited to get up and share this with you today because I believe that this is a message that our God has for us now. So let's pray. Our Father God, we thank you that you are a living God. Lord, you're living and you're active. Father, your word tells us that when two or more are gathered in your name, that you are there. And so we confidently and boldly come before you today, knowing that you are here with us, Father. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would fill this place right now and would be ministering to every single heart. Lord, I thank you for what you've laid on my heart, and I pray that you would give me the words to articulate that today, Lord. Above all, may you be glorified in this church and in Nichida and in Thailand. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, I'm going to start with a little bit of background. If we and what our church has been going through over the last couple of months in particular, if we rewind 3 months, we were in a position where we did not have a senior pastor. We did not have a youth pastor. We experienced a huge turnover in the members of the church because of the economic climate and a lot of people being sent back to their home countries, and especially in the oil industry. And so because of that, we had lost a lot of our ministry leaders, and we had also lost a large portion of our tithing base. This is a self-supporting church. We rely solely on the tithes and offerings of you guys to operate. And so if we rewind 3 months, we were in a place that looked pretty bleak, if we're honest. And we didn't really know what we were going to do. We didn't know how it was all going to come together. We didn't know who God was going to bring in. But our God is at work, right? And as we sit here today, we can see that because at the same time that the church was going through that, God was working on in mine and Dee's lives, and he has been for a number of years, and he's been really impressing on our hearts that he's called us to full-time ministry, and so his timing is perfect as well. And so the timing of all of that worked out so that we could step in here and lead. And I mean, it's such a humbling honor for us. And I just want to make clear that I don't think that I'm the man for this place. I think that I'm a man who said, I'm available, God, and use me as you see fit. And he's done that. And so we were able to step in as the leaders of this church, and we love this church, and God's really placed it on our heart. We love you guys. And then I actually got the bulletin out this morning, and I read down our ministries as well. And we've got 12 ministries, and I believe that we have 3 ministry leaders that were ministry leaders last year. So that leaves a lot of space. But we have leaders in every single one of those ministries today. Amen. And that's because God has brought them here. And just a few, to highlight a few quickly, is the kids ministry, outward ministry, ESL, and even youth. Some of our biggest ministries, and we went into the summer not knowing what was going to happen with those. And you know what happened? God provided. And absolutely. And so Susan stepped in and said, I'm coming and I will lead ESL. And God had worked that in her heart and he provided for our need there. And Kathy came, and she said, I will step in and I'll lead kids ministry. And God had worked that in her heart, and he provided for our need there. And then Diane Long came, and she said, I'll lead outward ministries. And God provided for our need there. And so he raised up the leaders that we needed in the church. But more than that, he started working in your hearts. And he's raised you up to say, I will step in and I'll support and I'll help out within those ministries as well. And so we've got teachers for our kids. We've got people to help with ESL. We've got worship leaders and people who are leading us in worship on a weekly basis. God has done that in our church. And it's so humbling to see, because we could not have filled those gaps on our own. We simply couldn't have. But God has. A few more things is, I said, you know, financially, we didn't really know what it was going to look like, because a large number of our members had left, and we didn't know what our financial, what our budget would look like, or what our income would look like. And I love that at the back of the bulletin, on a weekly basis, there's a little financial snapshot, and there's a little number in brackets at the bottom there that has been getting smaller and smaller every week, because you guys are faithfully giving to the church, because God's laid that on your heart. And so financially, our God is providing for us. And we pray that he continues to do that through you, through our congregation. Little things like the favor that he's given us with Nichida in this place. We're having negotiations with Nichida at the moment on the lease of our church. And God has really given us favor in that place. And please continue to pray for that, because those negotiations are not finished. But again, our God is providing for us in a very real way. And it's exciting to see. So let's read Psalm 127. Psalm 127 verse 1 says this: Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. And unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. God is building his house here. This is God's house. We are God's people, and God is building his house here. And we've seen that. He's shown us that, especially over the last few months. 2 weeks ago, I spoke from John 15, and twice in that passage, Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I will give it to you. John 15, verse 7, he says, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. John 15, verse 16 says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. So God has provided for us in a very real and in a very evident way. He's also said, you can ask for anything in my name, and I will give it to you. We serve a good God, yes? Amen. Anything we ask will be granted to us. And Ephesians 3:20 goes on to tell us that it doesn't stop there. Ephesians 3:20 says, now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or even imagine. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, so God has told us that we can ask for anything and he'll give it to us. And then he goes on to tell us that anything we ask for or even imagine, he will give us infinitely more than that, and he will accomplish infinitely more than that. We serve a big God, yes? Amen. Do we believe that? So I have a question. Why don't we live it? Why don't we live that out on a daily basis? Why is it that we come here on a Sunday and we praise this infinitely big God, and then we go into the rest of our week and we tend to forget about him? And that might not be true for all of you. But why is it that on a Thursday morning we have an average of 3 or 4 ladies in our prayer meeting? God's told us that we can ask for anything and he'll give it to us. Why aren't we asking? God's told us that more than we could hope for or even imagine, he's able to accomplish more than that. Do we really believe that about our God? Do we really believe that God can accomplish more than we ask or even imagine? Because if we believe it, then surely we would live it. This is the creator of the universe who has said to us, I am your God, and I will give you what you ask for in my name, and I will accomplish more than you can ask or even imagine. So for just a second, do me a favor. Close your eyes and let your mind run wild. Imagine what God could achieve in CCC. Imagine what God could achieve in Nichida. Imagine what God could achieve at ISB. Imagine what God could achieve in Thailand. And as much as you're imagining right now, it's not enough. Because God can achieve not a little bit more than that, infinitely more than that. He can accomplish infinitely more than that. My prayer is that we would really grasp that, that that would be something that is so real to us that we live in it. Because I do believe that we believe that about our God. But we don't live in it because I don't think we've grasped the depth of what that means for us. My prayer is that we would grasp the depth of what that means. So, when you guys live your lives on an everyday, on a daily basis, can you see the needs around you? In this place, can you see the spiritual need for a Savior? Can you see the physical needs for food and for shelter in this country that we live in? Can you see the emotional needs for love? Because our God is more than able to meet those, every single one of them. We're currently renovating the space downstairs for the kids' church. And we've done some great work has been done there. And the budget that we had set is coming to the end. There's still work to be done. Do we believe that our God can achieve infinitely more in that space downstairs that we could ask or even imagine? I believe that. We support missionaries in Thailand like Dong and Zip. And Dong and Zip work with a missionary organization called iServe, and they basically minister to the university students in Thailand. And Diane Long was sharing at our ministry leaders meeting last week that she asked them, how many people have been converted as a result of your ministry? You know what the answer was? Too many to count. Too many to count. Our God is at work. Do we believe that He can do infinitely more through them than we could ask or even imagine? Those are the future leaders of this country. Thailand is one of the most unchurched countries in the world. Those are the future leaders, and they are winning souls for them. Those Dong and Zip are 65% funded right now. They're not even 100% funded. More than we could even count. We partner with missionary organizations like Life Raft. Life Raft work with the refugees in this country. And their motto is that those refugees would thrive. Not just survive, that they would thrive. We partner with those, our church partners with Life Raft. Do we believe that God could achieve infinitely more through Life Raft and through our partnership with Life Raft than we could even ask or even imagine? We have the beach retreat coming up this next weekend and the trip to Mesot. Do we believe that God could achieve more in the lives of our students than we could ask or even imagine? And in the lives of the people in Mesot and the people going to Mesot? Because that's what our God has said that He will do. If we ask Him, if we just ask Him, He will do that. What about your personal life? What about your family? Do you believe that God could do more than you ask or even imagine in your life and in the life of your family? Because He's told us that He can. But the question is, are we living in that? Have we grabbed hold of that? Are we walking in that? I listened to a sermon yesterday morning And the preacher was saying, one of his points, he was saying, God doesn't need our time, but our neighbors do. God doesn't need our resources, but our neighbors do. God doesn't need our food and our money, but our neighbors do. Why are we here today? Why are we in Thailand? Why are we in Bangkok? Why are we in Thailand for such a time as this? I don't believe there's any coincidences with our God. And I believe that He has placed us here, every single one of us. He has chosen you. If you are here today, God has chosen you and He's placed you here. And I've been praying over the last couple of days that God would bring in the people into the service today that He wants here, the people who are here, that you are here because God has this message for you today. And I don't believe that you're here for any other reason. So Dee and I, we started coming to CCC about 5 years ago. And the first Sunday that we were here, they got up, the lead elder at the time got up and announced that the pastor at the time was stepping down for personal reasons. That was in August 2011. Shortly after that, the youth pastor at the time stepped into an interim pastor role, and he was in that role for a couple of months and then left because of some misunderstandings and some differences. About a year later, Colin Benner became the pastor of this church, and you'll forgive me if I get a bit emotional here. 2 months after Colin arrived, he found out that he was terminally ill, and he underwent chemo treatments. Yeah, and for almost the remainder of that year, Colin stayed and he preached when he could, as he could, as he was going through his treatments. And some Sundays he was here and some Sundays he wasn't. And towards the end of 2013, he became too ill to stay in Thailand any longer, and he went and he spent his remaining few weeks with his family in the UK, and Colin passed away. After Colin left, we hired an interim pastor at CCC, and he was also here for only a couple of months, maybe I think it was 6 weeks actually, and then he left. And about a year later, Tim Robertson came as our pastor, and Tim stayed as our pastor until the end of last school year, and that's still very fresh, and a lot of us know that story, and Tim was asked to leave because of unresolved conflict. In some of his relationships. And so that I know that that's still fresh and that that's still raw for a lot of us. And I pray that God is continuing to work in our lives and to unite us as a body after that. But why do I tell you this? Why do I tell you about the 5 years since Dee and I have been here? Because number one, I believe in transparency. And number two, I believe that our God is bigger than all of that. It's been a bumpy ride the last 5 years, and I know that a lot of you haven't experienced that, and I know a lot of you have experienced more than that as well. But I believe that it's good that we know this, because, again, I believe that God is stirring in this church. God is building His house. And He's stirring in hearts, and I can see it on a weekly basis. The people who stop in and chat to me about what God's doing in their lives and what God's doing in our church, and He's raising up leaders and He's opening doors for us to minister to people. And it's awesome. So I believe that God is stirring in our church and in our hearts. And also I tell you that because I want to read to you from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11 to 16. And what's just happened prior to this is that Solomon has just built the temple of the Lord, and he's dedicated it to God, and during that time they offered a sacrifice, and it says the presence of the Lord filled that temple, and God accepted that, and He chose that temple as His place. So let's read 2 Chronicles 7, verse 11 to 16. It says, "So Solomon finished the temple of the Lord as well as the royal palace. He completed everything he had planned to do in the construction of the temple and the palace. Then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. In other words, I've chosen this temple as my temple. This is the Lord's temple. And I think that what I'm about to read is very applicable to CCC, and I believe this is the message that God has for us today. Not this building, but we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We, the church, we are the body of Christ, and we are His temple. So I'm not talking about a building with what I'm about to read, but our church body at CCC. I have heard your prayers, and I have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. At times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rains fall, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. And that's what I think, that's what we've seen over the last couple of years. At times in this place, it feels like the heavens have been closed and no rain has fallen. It feels like at times there have been plagues that have come among us, and not maybe not physical plagues, but spiritual. And it's been a bit dry in this church for a while. And then verse 14, he says, then, at that time, then, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in that place, in this place, for I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. And I believe that's a message that God has for us today as His church at CCC, that if we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, that He will hear from heaven, and He will restore, and He will restore this land, and He will restore this church, and His eyes will once again be open to us, and His ears will once again be attentive to every prayer. A place where His name will be honored forever, and He will always watch over us, for we are dear to His heart. And I believe that that's what our God is saying to us today in this church. And so right now, I want to call for us to have a time of congregational prayer, to humble ourselves together as the body of Christ and to pray. And may we grasp this, that our God is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or even imagine. And it would be all for His glory. Glory to Him and His church, and in Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. I know that this might be a little bit uncomfortable. I know we come from a bunch of different backgrounds. But God is calling us to humble ourselves and pray. And I think that the most powerful thing that we can do now is unite as a church and cry out to our God and seek His face. So would you guys join me in praying? All right. Father God, Father, we thank You for Your message, Lord. We thank You that You love this place, Lord. We thank You that this is Your place. This is Your place in Nichida. This is Your place in Thailand, Lord. Father, forgive us for the ways, many ways in which we have sinned. Father, forgive us for our pride, which so often gets in Your way. Lord, right now we humble ourselves and we fall on our knees before You, Lord. And we say, God, You are our God. We love You. Hear our prayers. Hear our prayers and heal our land, Lord. May Your Holy Spirit fill our hearts. May we be Your presence here in this community and in this country. I would encourage you guys right now, whether it's on your own, whether it's in a group, cry out to God. If you're not comfortable to do it out loud, do it in your heads. If you're comfortable, let's raise our voices to our God together as one. Father God, we love you. Hear our prayers. Every heart attentive to you, Lord. Our faces turn towards you. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear the prayers of your people right now. If you wouldn't mind getting to your feet, and if you're still praying and if you're still before God, then please keep doing that. Father God, I pray that we would humble ourselves before you, Lord. Father, I pray that you would restore your people. Bring healing where there is brokenness, Father. Restore us and unite us once again, Father. Turn your eyes to us. Make your ears attentive to our prayers, Lord. Father, fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts with your passion. Father God, expand our mindset and our viewpoint of you, Lord. Let us not limit what you can do because our minds are too small. Let our imaginations run wild, Lord. I pray that you would give us a vision that is too big for us, that's too big for us to do on our own, Father, that will only be accomplished because of you. Give us a vision that's big. Let our imaginations run wild, Lord, and then come and do infinitely more in this place, Father. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. We are your people and you are our God. Amen.
Okay, for today's benediction, I'm just going to read Ephesians 3:20 again. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Have a good week.